Hello, I'm Joe Selinsky, your Mars Hill pastor for the day, and I hope it's not all the time, but for some of us there are times in life where confusion, despair, disappointments, they seem to interfere with our walk with Jesus, with listening to the Holy Spirit within believers. Don't we sometimes come to those days when we're so befuddled and emotionally immobilized by the perplexity of our own human fleshly nature and situations of our lives? We wonder if we could even justify calling ourselves a Christian. For some, and I pray it's not often, but once in a while minimally, there seems to be little of Christ Jesus' peace and power in our life. It's during those times that we appreciate the Apostle Paul so much. And listen, if this great man of God could wonder if he's living up to his calling and faith in Jesus and God, certainly some of us may as well. Paul even dared to include in his letter to those in Rome a conversation he had with himself dealing with this very thing. And few of us would stand as vulnerable, so visceral in expressing our own perplexity and despair as Paul dared to. Paul was wrestling with himself regarding the life and death struggle between flesh and spirit going on within. So Paul said in Romans chapter 7 at verse 19, "For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it." Paul, whom we hold up as a biblical hero, an amazing man of faith, and he was, he struggled with doing all that God sought for him. And if he did, we know we do as well. And so this is the reason God reminds us to get back on track so often. This is why Paul wrote about that need in Scripture. We know the struggle, don't we? In the classical Scripture language of Paul, it's the internal war between spirit and flesh, ways of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world's influences, distractions, and weaknesses. And at the time, Paul was writing to Christians, like many listening right now, who had received Jesus as their Lord and Savior by personal heartfelt choice and dedicated intention, and in that they received the Spirit of God within them, true believers. Paul is aware of the Christian's potential lapses into fleshly existence, the ever-present possibility of trusting the errant world rather than the ways of the perfect God. And the answer he gives to that is that we must be vigilant in walking in the Spirit. He writes in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." Staying ever closer to God. And when we walk in the Spirit, particular attributes that are like Jesus, they begin to grow in us and change us. Walking in the Spirit means keeping God in mind, staying true to trusting His Word, knowing His Word, His instructions and examples for life, looking for His actions in and through Scripture so that we can become obedient to the life of worship. Walking in the Spirit is when we're doing what God has said is best for us, obeying all He tells us, or at least desiring to do so to our best present time ability, rather than following the contradictory advice that may come up within ourselves or what we hear in the culture around us. Not everything in our worldly culture is sinful or devious or morally wrong, but much around us is. So we end up often with a question to be answered. Listen now, this is an important question to ask ourselves. Do we walk often in the ways of the world that are in conflict with God's calling on us and occasionally follow God? Or do we walk often in the ways of God and occasionally follow contradictory worldly influences? Life is all about choices. We are not going to get this perfectly, but we want to be on the right side or the righteous side of this lifelong question. I hope you'll honestly think on that. I know I will. I'm Joe Selinsky, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.